This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed it in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. New figures released today by the Chinese government show the world's second largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago, and a significant increase from the 9.4% figure posted in August. Analysts say the rise in exports was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear and other medical supplies to curb the spread of COVID-19. President Donald Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night. It was his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
I'm not going to raise taxes on anyone. One thing with me, the nice part. I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's Democratic opponent Joe Biden was in Toledo, Ohio, hoping to turn a red state blue.
Anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year, if you make more than $400,000, beep your horn because you're going to get a tax raise. Well, I'm going to raise your tax slightly if you're making over $400,000. But look, you're not going to pay a penny more.
This is VOA News.